It's your daily Odelay with the Hoff on Coyote 102.5.
Orale!
It is the daily Odelay on Coyote 102.5. News of the strange, weird, bizarre, silly, stupid, funny, ironic, local, just things that are indeed gonna make you say, wait for it, if the mouse wants to work.
Orale!
There it is. And I am outraged to find this news out this morning, Erica Viking. We are losing something that has been an integral part of the American lifestyle since the early 1900s. It's going extinct. I am talking about the manual transmission car. This is something that affects all of us.
I should have known that this was going to be a lot of pomp, a lot of blow up for nothing.
Come on.
You said we were going to talk about a serious social issue, and I actually kind of, I don't know, like 91% believed you.
Fooled you. No, this is a serious social issue, damn it.
It's not even April Fool's until the 1st.
This is one step further in the wussification of America, sister. You see, learning to drive is a rite of passage for teenagers and a right to scare the crap out of the rest of us who are on the road.
Uh-huh.
But any good parent, when we were coming up in the world, taught us not only how to drive a car, but how to drive a stick shift.
That's what we called it. Do you know how to drive a stick?
Amen. Now, most of you millennials who are ditching school right now to listen to us, because it's 8:32, you should be in class. You probably don't even know what a stick shift is.
Thanks for listening to Cavity 102.5,
yes, thanks,
by the way.
Anyway.
Appreciate your support.
That's my target demographic. Anywho, it was announced that there is only one mainstream midsize sedan left in the United States that will be sold with the manual transmission option. There used to be two, and I own the one that's going away, the Mazda 6.
And you're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore.
Pretty much. I mean,
and also, those kids, get off my lawn.
Pretty much.
What are you so upset about? It's not like they've been outlawed.
I love it. It's supply and demand. Exactly. That's the issue, is that, well, A, the technology is there. It's now cheaper for them to actually produce automatic cars than it is the manual cars.
Right.
Because they're producing so many more of them, and those are the ones that are selling in greater numbers.
And aren't they cheaper to fix, too, and automatic? Because I remember stripping my clutch like every other week, it seemed like.
Well, you probably shouldn't have been driving stick in the first place,
not
if that's
on
the
hills.
Case.
Not on hills.
I don't know about the cost as far as repairing them. Nowadays, you have to have a computer science degree to even work on cars. But it's just, for those of us, myself included, who love driving a manual, to have that ultimate control over the torque, over everything. It's just, it's dying. It's going away. And it's aggravating.
All that handy. Okay, so I grew up driving a stick. Almost all my cars were. My first one was, I think, I had two or three, actually, that were. It's only been in recent years that I've gotten automatic transmission Jeep. But we were downtown recently. One of my friends who'd had drinks wasn't going to be able to drive his sports car. It was a really nice one, too. You know me. I don't know cars. So let's just say it was a Porsche, something like that, right? And none of his friends could drive it because nobody in the group knew how to drive a stick.
How long ago was this?
Less than a year.
You're kidding.
Less than a year.
That's so sad.
So no,
that's
and,
so
and these
sad.
People were, they were younger than me too, so that kind of shows a generational thing there. And I'm looking at the car going, man, I would really hate to screw up this car because it looks very expensive. But I said, I can drive a stick. They were besides themselves. They couldn't imagine that I knew how to drive a stick. But I did, and got everybody home safely.
Good on you, sister.
And I got to drive a sports car that looked really, really cool.
Well, that's probably... It does come in handy, and that's probably the last time you'll ever have to be put into that situation.
That's what I'm saying. Since the last time I had a stick, that was the first time I actually had to drive one.
Right.
I think kids are so distracted these days with everything else they have going on.
It's terribleness.
I don't think that teaching them to drive a stick really makes any sense anymore.
It's the end of an era.
It is.
It's official. The only car with the Mazda 6 switching to only offering automatics starting with the 2019 model year. The only car left is a midsize sedan in the U.S. is the Honda Accord. If you're wanting to hang on to it like I am, looks like we're going to be looking at Hondas moving forward. Thanks, American automakers. Thanks for nothing. You sold us out.
Orale.
I'm glad I stuck around to wait for that because I really thought it was going to be something important.
It is important.
That's important to like 1% of the population out there.
At least 10%.
One email, one Facebook comment.
I'm opening the phone lines. 294-1025. If you are just at a loss over this news, and you've been seeing it, those of us who drive stick have been watching for the last decade, the numbers diminish every year.
You know who else gets mad about driving a stick? Tom Hanks.
Yeah, because he's cool.
He's totally against you.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
Coyote 102.5, how deeply does the news of manual transmissions going away impact you?
Well, that's why I don't drive cars. I drive Jeeps and trucks. If you want a stick, drive one of those.
He drives a manly vehicle, is what he's saying.
The Mazda 6 four-door sedan is plenty manly.
Yeah, I'm sure she can drive a stick.
What happened?
What? All right, we didn't hear what you said.
All right, thank you for the call. It impacts us all. Good morning, Coyote. How mad are you about this?
I think it's ridiculous.
Thank you very much. In your face, Erica Viking.
I learned how to drive stick shift when I was a kid. I made all three of my boys drive a stick shift, and all three of them own a car with a manual transmission.
For now.
Not anymore.
And that's the
for now.
Only way.
For now, but here's my point. That's great that you did that, and you know why you did that? Why you learned and why you taught your kids? Because sticks still existed at the time, and there's still a reason, but if they're going away because of lack of demand and they're not going to be available, what's going to be the point? Why would you teach?
Here's the point.
That's like teaching your kid how to, change a tire on a three-wheeler. Those have been outlawed for years.
Are you,
you
talking about
I mean?
The big wheel bicycle?
What is that? Exactly.
Here's the point.
It's something that's gone away. We don't need it anymore.
Yes, we do.
If it's going away, why would you teach them?
We do need it. Those of us
need to learn how to drive stick shift.
Why?
If they don't exist,
if they don't exist, if they listen to me, listen to the logic.
You listen to me, damn it!
If they don't exist, if they go away and the last manufacturer says, hey, no one's buying these, we don't need them anymore, why would you teach your kids how to drive it because they don't exist anymore?
It's a good skill to have regardless. Who cares? And here's the other point. I'm with you. Here's the other point. Those of us who drive stick regularly love driving stick. And now you're just leaving us out in the wind to freeze and die with your sissy, stupid automatic transmissions.
Yep. Die
soon. Well, now wait. There's other cars that are out there. My son just bought himself a Mini Cooper that has a 6-speed manual transmission.
Yeah, my Mazda has a 6-speed. I love it. I love it.
I'm not arguing with you about whether the kids should learn to drive it or not while they're still a thing. But if we get 10, 20 years down the road and they aren't being produced anymore, how often do you think your son is going to have opportunity to help someone drive themselves?
Doesn't matter. Teach him.
It's just dumb.
Teach him.
It's dumb.
I agree. You've got to teach him whether
Thank
or not.
You.
I mean, it's, come on. It's like learning how to change a
You're
plug.
Sir. I'm going to teach my kids how to churn butter because God
teach
knows
him.
When
no.
they're going to need that skill.
No. It's like teaching somebody how to change a flat tire
exactly.
on a bicycle or teaching someone
she
how to
left.
Change a tire
Apples
on a car.
Oranges,
is a skill that should be learned.
She left because she knows she's wrong. Thank you for the call. I'm voting for you in 2020, sir. Thank you.
Erica Viking and the Hoff. More polarizing than cilantro.
Ew.
But more likable than mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Coyote 102.5.
Coyote 102.5, okay? After about 17 cups of chamomile tea to calm myself down, I think I'm finally ready to revisit this topic again.
Oh, yeah.
The topic itself doesn't bother me. The red herrings, the non sequiturs, the side arguments that you and your three followers
hey guys,
were making.
Good morning.
were the ones that were annoying me. And whoever the lady was that called out to the front desk, we got your message, okay? So the Hoff was talking about a very sad thing. Standard transmissions are kind of going away, down to what, only two manufacturers.
Now there's only one mid-size sedan left in the U.S., the Honda. Oops.
No, he didn't say anything. Don't look, nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see here. But I was saying that I grew up driving a stick too and did for most of my life. Only until recently have I stopped. It will be sad to see them go, but going they are. And there's nothing that we can do about it. Name one. All right. You may have just gotten a hint there. Name one of the vehicles that still comes in standard, at least for now. 2941025. Tell them what they win if they get it right.
Well, a car that did come in standard. REO Speedwagon tickets. That's right. Legends Theater. You know it. June 29th, 294-1024.
So apologize to Kevin Cronin.
How dare
and
I?
His hair.
Yeah, call us 294-1025.
Coyote, hello.
Hello, I think the Corvette is the one that comes tender. Correct?
That is not one that I talked about.
It's
we
not.
Were looking for mid-size sedans, as I mentioned in the story. Try again.
Good try, though. Coyote, not really. Coyote, who's this?
Yes, this is Travis.
Hey, Travis.
Travis, how old are you?
I'm 27.
He sounded young. Okay, what's your opinion? Do you know how to drive a stick?
Oh, yeah. I love standard.
He's a young kid that knows how to... Well, that's good. How many of your friends know how to drive one?
I would say, like, maybe a couple, like, three.
See?
But not too many.
It
are you
matters.
Are you city-bound or rural?
I'm more rural.
See, no, that's the thing. I grew up on a farm. We had to learn how to drive
well,
it.
Well, yeah.
Everything to work.
The
we
thresher, the
out
tractor.
There. All that stuff.
The dairy
combine.
Cow.
I learned how to work a dairy cow. Have you ever squeezed a nutter before?
No.
Really?
That is something I do not need to learn.
Yeah, me either.
All right, so Travis.
Name one of the
cars.
Yeah,
do that.
A Honda Accord.
That is the sole survivor of the midsize sedans that will be available in a manual transmission in America as of the 2019 model year.
How will I drive to my calligraphy lessons now?
Hey, Matt.
I don't understand.
I actually learned how to drive on a stick.
And I'm sure you're a tremendous driver, Travis. Let's get back to the cow. Tell me more about that. Travis, okay. You're going to REO Speedwagon. Tell us, what's the station with Erica Viking in the Hoff in the morning?
Coyote 102.5.
So you see, Hoff,
yeah.
It's very hot down there. It's very moist. It's very steamy. And it's very mushy as you grab those udders and you start squeezing.
Oh,
but any
man.
Sexiness that you might find in that situation, and I think that you probably would, is ruined by the overwhelming smell of cow manure.
There's that.
So that's what
also,
keeps people above board and honest when milking cows.
Don't necessarily want to find myself under a cow at any point, touching it.
You know, I didn't either. I always try anything once just to say I've done it. Did it a few times.
Yeah,
don't need to revisit that again. It's 9:49. We have got that Coyote Cash keyword for you here one last time. It is TULIP. You have got 10 minutes or less to get that entered at coyote1025.com. That's going to be your last chance for our show to enter the Coyote Cash keyword of the day for your slice at $25,000. We have 18 a day, so make sure you listen all day because that really increases your chance to win. We do get a daily winner, and Uncle Sam will have your next chances coming up next.
Also, Uncle Sam and Jamie B will be playing our last two on-air Harley cues to call. When you hear it, be caller 10 at 294-1025. You'll be one of 102 lucky qualifiers for your shot to ride off on a new Harley-Davidson Street 500 motorcycle. Join us at Duke City Harley-Davidson this Sunday. The party starts at noon. We're going to be broadcasting live starting at 2 and giving away the bike closer to 4. It's going to be a big time, so come on out even if you're qualified or not.
So didn't you say Heartless was going to be out there playing? That's that Heart tribute band.
Uh-huh.
They're awesome. There's going to be food out there. We will be out there. All the Coyote staff will have tons of Coyote goodies too. It's just going to be a great time. So whether you are a qualifier or not, come join us. It's going to be a good time. It's 9:51. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you at Duke City on Sunday and then back here Monday morning, 5 a.m.
You can pry this manual transmission from my cold, dead hands.
I swear to God, I'm so glad.
If you live in Albuquerque, you really are surrounded by a lot of drivers who are mediocre at best.